Hey there, folks. James Hilliard back with you, and Rick Reed joins us today. Rick is the healthcare marketing manager at Aruba Networks, which is now an HP company. On this episode of Connection Point, our discussion is going to focus on a couple things. One, the huge proliferation of mobile devices on the healthcare organization's network. We're going to look at the critical need to secure access to those devices and also talk about supporting a positive patient experience by providing the needed internet access that we expect these days. Rick, I want to start with the Affordable Care Act because it has an impact on all the technology that we are dealing with these days in healthcare. It was passed in 2010. There has been some political controversy and opinions about it. Regardless of that, what have you seen this act do to healthcare in the last couple of years?
What the Affordable Care Act has really caused, and basically everybody in healthcare, just to become way more efficient. When you look at some of the things of the act, specifically the change in reimbursement from service-based fees to value-based or healthcare outcome reimbursements, you know, everyone's kind of about figuring out what's wrong with the patient quicker and obviously more efficiently. As a result, hospitals are really relying on health IT providers to be at the center of this and providing all these tools that allow clinicians to get information pretty much instantly at the point of care, wherever they happen to be in the hospital. You basically do this through the implementation of electronic medical records and really the proliferation of mobile devices, both kind of clinician devices, devices a doctor or a nurse might use in their hand, as well as just the kind of traditional medical devices.
Well, and Rick, you and I were talking about how you and I have made choices about medical care because of connectivity. I did it with my pediatrician as we were searching around, settled on one who I saw had his tablet, very streamlined office, very electronic. You recently went in and had some lab work done. You were telling me your decision was made because of some of that connectivity as well.
Of course, they had to do a blood draw, and she gave me two choices of labs. I could go to one of two different companies. And I just simply asked, which one is better? Which one do you prefer? And she said, well, lab A we're connected to via our EHR systems, and lab B is kind of traditional. You know, they mail in their sample, they mail us back the results. You know, the difference will be hours versus a week or more to get the results. So, of course, I went to A, the electronically connected one, and my blood draw results were back before the end of the day, and there was no worry about anything. The results were good, thankfully, as well, but you know, knowing that answer sooner, you know, takes a lot of stress off of our days.
Oh, absolutely. So again, all right, so we're seeing efficiencies. I think a lot of folks listening to us, they've probably seen those as well. Obviously, those efficiencies are taking place over electronic, over IT networks. So let's dive a little more technical. Let's start talking about what makes a health IT network different than, say, any other corporate network out there that are running most of the networks that people are listening to us on.
There's two major things, and you know, kind of everyone, if you talk to whatever business they're in, they think that their data and their network is critical. Mission critical is always the kind of enterprise way of saying it. But health IT data is, you know, sometimes literally life critical, right? If I can't get that information to me right away, then, you know, literally somebody's life could be at risk. So, you know, things like updating drug libraries over a wireless network to a smart infusion pump, you know, isn't the kind of task that you want to rely on a network's best effort, you know, that you need to make sure that that gets through. Of course, other than that, in the healthcare environment, you just have really a wide variety of devices. When you think about if you're going to a corporate environment, you may have, you kind of have prescribed devices. You start working in a specific company and you have a specific brand and model of laptop with a specific OS. And then they may assign you a corporate phone, smartphone, whatever the flavor may be, but it's a pretty standard device. And so IT tries to typically limit the types of things that are connected to the network. But in healthcare, you just can't do that. You know, we have all the normal problems of laptops and tablets and smartphones, but they're just about every medical device that could possibly be connected to you or provide information in a hospital is wireless today. You know, there's studies out there that any individual hospital room will have 15 to 20 wireless devices operating in it. And they're all by different manufacturers with, you know, kind of a variety of wireless access capabilities. And it's just, you can't stop that. And then when you also look at the way that hospitals are organized in terms of employment, a lot of doctors aren't necessarily employed by the hospital. So they have their own devices. And if I'm a contractor, not an employee per se, it's harder to dictate what kind of device or type of device I'm going to have. So hospitals absolutely have to support this bring your own paradigm that's going on today. And, you know, they have to do that securely, bringing those things in. So just the wide variety of devices that a hospital has to support throughout a hospital network makes everything different.
Absolutely. And we're seeing more and more, right, the Internet of Things. We've got hospital beds that can be delivering information to the network and RFID tracking for devices that might be there. I mean, so many more things. So let me ask you this question. We know then it's a little more challenging for a health IT network. How does that team then go ahead planning for these multiple device connections and getting the right network in place?
Right. It's hard. You got to do it really carefully, right? The two main concerns and you know, really are coverage and security. And coverage is a normal thing, at least in terms of making sure you have pervasive coverage for a facility. But, you know, once a hospital goes all wireless, then you have to make sure that every nook and cranny is really covered. You know, once I start relying on my smartphone for emergency communications, then I have to make sure the stairwells and the elevators and all these kind of little nooks and crannies have good wireless coverage and I can still maintain my communications when I'm in those parts of the hospital. Of course, what we're really talking about oftentimes, though, here is security. And, you know, typically we talk about device security is really a layered approach. There's the, you know, kind of actual access onto the network, typically run through a wireless network. And then providing access to different application servers within that infrastructure. And all of these systems need to kind of be open and work together, you know, especially in a mobile environment. You just can't assume that a certain device is always going to be in a specific location. I can't always assume, per se, that an infusion pump is going to be in a patient ward, and therefore, you know, that's where it's allowed to work and that's where it can be. You know, infusion pumps are mobile, and they can certainly roll with the patient as they're, you know, rolled out of the hospital and onto an ambulance. And that connection needs to be maintained throughout the whole way. So I tend to be much more concerned about what a device is and what its role on my network is, more so than where it is. So typically, I may create role profiles. I can create a profile for that infusion pump that allows that pump to connect to my wireless network. But the wireless network kind of recognizes what it is, and it implies enforcement policies to the firewalls and to other authentication systems that basically only allow that pump to talk to its management server. So, you know, that pump is kind of really restricted to the different things that it can talk to, which reduces the chance that, you know, that data is going to be A, intercepted, or B, you know, that some kind of other device or maybe a hacker of some type is going to be able to talk to that pump and, you know, do something nefarious to it.
Gotcha on that. And one other thing, you know, I'm thinking of something that kind of hits me close to home. Very young second cousin has been in the hospital a lot. Little 3-year-old guy has had like 15 surgeries already. The good news is he's doing well. He's going to have a long, fruitful life. But mom and dad have had to be there with him and still continue to work. They luckily are at a hospital where now they had a lot of access. I know they were talking to me about they could barely get a signal in the hospital. So, you know, for long-term patient care, for things like that, not only are we working on securing the devices that are in and on premise for the needs of the hospital, but we have to think about the patient access as well and securing that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just a fact of life that when we go somewhere today, you know, we expect internet access. And hospitals are really no different when you look at it from a patient standpoint. Oftentimes patients, you know, are considered customers. And whether you're a long-term stay or a short-term stay, you know, you're going to come into the hospital and we all have multiple devices. We have laptops, smartphones, tablets. And if you're going to be long-term, you know, it's not uncommon for patients to bring their game consoles, their Xboxes and their PlayStations. We need to expect them to work. And as part of the patient experience, hospitals are engaging in those technologies and allowing them to work. It just provides a high level of customer satisfaction. And that kind of takes us back even to the Affordable Care Act. One of the tenets of the Affordable Care Act is hospital patient satisfaction scores are actually informing reimbursement rates for Medicare. So as a hospital's customer satisfaction scores go down, they actually get reimbursed less for their services. So it's financially in all hospitals' best interest to have, you know, good customer satisfaction. Now, the surveys don't specifically say, how was your wireless access? But there's a lot of anecdotal evidence to say, hey, if I have problems, either working or entertaining myself while I'm staying in your hospital, then that affects my experience and it does affect the score.
Hey, Rick, given that, talk to me for a moment about how Aruba really kind of helps an organization meet the needs of that network for the patients, also making sure, right, it doesn't affect the performance that the clinicians and the staff need.
Absolutely, and that's an important part. Aruba, we have a product called ClearPass, and what ClearPass does, it actually handles all of the network access or all the authentication, you know, kind of who and what is allowed to be on the network. And that helps, you know, separate also, you know, patients and what is the patient traffic or the entertainment traffic, if you will, from the clinician traffic, that kind of literally, as we talked about, life-critical healthcare traffic. And ClearPass helps to separate that and, you know, but provide good access for both, even keeping them separate. And that helps to provide that positive experience for the users or the patients when they're on their stay.
That insulin pump that we've talked about needs a little more priority than the Xbox, but we still want them to be able to get on with the Xbox and play games, watch movies. I get all that here. Let me take the last, minute or two. I'm going to give some contact information in a moment, but just talk a little bit about the relationship between Aruba Networks and PC Connection, really what they can offer to hospital organizations to really help them move their networks forward.
You know, we start off with covering all of the things that we've talked about here today. Best-in-class Aruba Wireless LAN products. We have the ClearPass product, as I mentioned. The acquisition by HP, we've added an entire switching line for wired and wireless access is now handled, you know, kind of by one company. And so Aruba and PC Connection can really bring that and the services, you know, providing coverage, you know, setting up security profiles and all that stuff to the healthcare shop of today.
Hey, Rick, obviously we've gone over a lot. There's still a lot more out there. It is an exciting place within healthcare these days, especially that intersection with technology. So really appreciate you taking time to walk our listeners through some of the key things to be considering out there. That is going to wrap things up, folks, for this Connection Point episode. Really do appreciate you being on hand. And again, we've talked a little bit about securing mobile devices in healthcare and what you need to consider in terms of your network. So thank you for joining us here. If you are interested in learning more about Aruba Networking Solutions and the networking services that PC Connection Inc. can offer to your organization, then I offer you a couple of things. An invite to visit pcconnection.com/healthcare, or you're invited to call 1-800-369-8685 for more information. And if you want to send us an email, you can do so as well. That is connect@pcconnection.com. For Rick Reed, I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us here on Connection Point.